In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. We continue our discussion with St. Peter, which we started yesterday. I said we imagine as if we are talking to St. Peter, asking him to explain to us his relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. How did it start and how did it go until he became a fisherman for the men, not for the fish? We saw that St. Peter knew our Lord Jesus Christ through his elder brother Andrew, when he came to him and said, "We have found Messiah." And after that, we saw the first contact between our Lord and St. Peter in the boat of St. Peter when they caught a huge number of fish after they toiled all night without catching any fish. He explained to us also the lesson that he knew or he learned from the Lord when the Lord healed his mother-in-law and when the Lord fed the multitudes with 5 loaves and 2 fish. And when the Lord came to them at the night, on the end of night, walking in the water, on the water, and how did he save St. Peter from drowning in the water when he doubted and looked in the water instead of looking at the face of our Lord Jesus Christ? We saw also, as St. Peter explained to us, that he witnessed that our Lord Jesus is the Christ, the Son of living God, who is coming to the world. He saw him healing the woman who was bleeding for 12 years when she just touched his gown, the gown of our Lord Jesus Christ. We saw also our Lord Jesus Christ taking Peter, James, and John, and arising, the daughter of Jairus, and the son of the widow, explained to us how marvelous it was to see our Lord Jesus Christ transfigured on the mountain of Tabor between Moses and Elijah. And after that, when he spoke about his coming crucifixion and his resurrection from the dead. We saw him when, we heard from St. Peter that when he asked, the people asked Jesus Christ whether he will pay the tax, which is 2 coins, or not. And he asked St. Peter to go to the sea and catch a fish, open its mouth, and he would found 2 coins to pay for Jesus and for St. Peter. It was a great lesson from him that the Lord can manage our lives in the best way, and we don't need to rely on ourselves, but on his hands. We saw him also when he explained the speech between him and our Lord Jesus Christ, when he asked him, "How many times do I forgive my brother when he mistakes against me or does something wrong against me? To 7 times But the Lord said to 70 times, seven times. And also we saw him, or he did see him, when he said to the Lord, "We have left everything and followed you." And Jesus explained to him and to us that no one will leave anything without gaining and winning hundredfold what he left here on earth and in heavens, the kingdom, on the eternal life, the kingdom of heavens. At last, he explained to us how did he see the Lord arising Lazarus from the dead after 4 days in the tomb. And from this lesson, we concluded yesterday our entertainment with St. Peter. And he learned from this lesson that nothing is impossible to the Lord. And the Lord is the creator who is able to call back the spirits to the body even after the death and being in the tomb 4 days. Now, we can ask him, how long did it take from you to know our Lord Jesus Christ doing all that? He said it was more than 3 years. More than 3 years, I was almost living with him day and night, following him, hearing his teachings, seeing his miracles, benefiting from everything he had done. But the most impressive knowledge about him was in the last week of his life on earth. He said that after he spoke to us a very long speech, after he explained to us many things, on Sunday just before his crucifixion, and it was the last Sunday he lived on earth, he came into Jerusalem on the feast in a great procession, and all the people received him saying, "Save us, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna, son of David. Blessed is the King of Israel." And we couldn't, he said, we couldn't prevent ourselves from taking off our clothes and putting under the donkey and the colt that he was riding, entering Jerusalem as a very humble and meek king, not with sword on a horse, but with peace on a donkey, not to conquer, but to offer himself, not to bring sacrifices from Bethlehem, but to bring himself as a sacrifice for us. And then I remembered when he said that, I remembered what we say in the nun hour. At the last litany in the nun hour, the church explains the feelings of St. Mary, the Mother of God, when she said, when the Mother of God saw the Lamb and the Shepherd hung on the cross. So he was the Lamb and he was a Shepherd who left himself or left them to crucify him on the cross. Just after that, he went to a fig tree. He wanted to eat. It was not the time of the harvesting. It was not the time of the fruits of the fig. But he did not find fig tree. He did not find fig. He did not find fruits and he cursed the tree. And I was thinking, how come that the Lord curses? Yes, he can. He is the blessed God. He is the kind God. He is the Father. But at a certain time, when I have from outside completely different life from inside, that could be cursed. When I have two personalities, when I have two shapes, when I have two opposite behaviors, one for the people to see and to praise me, but the inner heart is seen by the Lord, who finds no fruits, I could be cursed. St. Peter said, I learned from this lesson. Do not take advantage of the kindness and the fatherhood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At a certain time, I could be cursed if I insist to live two different lives or two opposite lives, one to the people, but the actual one is seen by the Lord. And on the next day, we passed by the same tree and we found it dead, dried completely. And we were very surprised. And we asked the Lord, look, Master, the tree is dead now. He said, whatever you ask in faith, you will be given. After that, St. Peter said, I learned that this tree was resembling the Jews who had the prophets, the prophecies, the Ten Commandments, the orders of the Lord, the sacrifices, but had no spirit. There was no fruits in their lives. That's why he cursed this nation, the Jewish nation. But on the individual level, I learned, said Peter, that it could be applied on me when I have duality in my life without repenting, but insisting to have these two opposite lives. And then on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, he was teaching us. He was giving us many parables about the kingdom of heaven. And we saw a woman who came to pour fragrant oil on his feet. And he said, she had done that for my burial. Wherever this gospel will be preached, what this woman did will be mentioned. And I learned from that there was a smell of love, but I smelled a smell of betrayal. Because next day, on Thursday, we prepared the Passover in the house of St. Mark. And in this house, we brought all the Passover stuff. And our Lord started the Passover with us, but he concluded it on the cross next day as the Lamb of the whole world. In this night, our Lord initiated the sacrament of the Holy Communion, gave us his body, and said, take, eat of it. This is my body. And took the cup and said, this is my blood for the forgiveness of sins given for salvation and remission of sins. And it was the initiation of the sacrament of the Holy Communion. I saw the Lord giving me one of the most impressive lessons when he took water, put in vessel, and sat on the ground, started to wash our feet. I refused. I said, no, I cannot let you wash my feet whatsoever. Then the Lord said to me, if I don't wash your feet, you will not have portion with me. You will not come with me. And then I said, oh, my Lord, if this is the matter, wash my hands, my head, and my feet, and all my body. But he said, no. Those who have been washed need only to wash their feet. And I learned a very important lesson from that. What it was. Those who were baptized are not supposed to let their feet be dirt from the dust of the world. But if it happens, in case it happens, by mistake, I need to wash my feet by the tears of my eyes, by repentance, by confession, by receiving his body and blood to renew the testament, a covenant, and to regain the new nature that I had from the baptism. I knew from that the normal thing for the Christians is not to sin. That's why in my epistles I insisted to the people not to fall in sin, because we are born from water and spirit. We have received the new nature. The normal thing is to live in purity. The abnormal is to lose our purity in impure thoughts, impure senses, and so on. That's why the Lord said to me, enough for me to wash your feet. And the second lesson I learned from him, he was going to appoint us teachers and initiators in his church. So he gave us this lesson practically, seeing, you say that I am your teacher and master, and good you say, because I am. Look, I have washed your feet. Wash the feet of one another. If you want, as a master, if you are really the master, you live as a servant. Who wants to be a master, let him serve the others and be slave to them. And this night, through these shining events, through the beginning of Passover, initiation of the Holy Communion, washing our feet, he informed us with bad news. He said, one of you will betray me, is going to betray me. I asked John, who was sitting, laying at the chest of our Lord, asked the master, who is it? And then the master said, who puts the bread in the dish is the one who is going to betray me. And he was Judas Iscariot. And it was something very heavy on our hearts to hear that. After that, he took us to Gethsemane. We were only three disciples, Peter, John, and James. He left us, he went to Iraq, He knelt. He started to pray. And then came to us. Because our hearts were very heavy. Because of the information that he gave us. That he will be betrayed. Someone will give him to the hands of the Jews. We slept. And he said, awake. Awake. Do not sleep. So as not to fall into temptation. He went back and prayed the same. Came back, said the same. He went third time. After that he said, sleep now. Okay, the betrayer is coming. And soon Judas came. And soon he kissed the cheek of our Lord Jesus Christ, saying, hail to you, Master. And immediately I took my sword and cut the ear of the servant of the high priest. And then the Lord looked at me and said, don't you know that who takes with the sword will be taken with the sword? He took the ear, put it in the same place of the face of the servant. He healed him. I'm ashamed to continue. Because after they took him, all of us escaped. All of us disappeared. I myself didn't know where to go, what to do. It was cold. I found myself coming to the basement among the servants and the maidservants, taking some warmth from the fire that they were blowing at that time. And as he said to me before, I denied him three times. And then after that, he looked at me from afar. And I went out and wept bitterly and repented. I was ashamed to look at his face whatsoever. I did not attend anything after that. I heard that John and the Miriams were under the cross. After they persecuted him, punished him, gave him 30 mass lashes on his back, putting a crown of thorn on his head, and then nailing his hands and feet on the cross, hanging him, spearing him with the spear. I heard that, but I was not worthy even to look at this scene. I was extremely sad, because I felt bad that I denied him. I denied him. After I confessed that he was Christ, the Son of God, who was coming to the world. Now, at the end, I went to the upper room of the house of St. Mark, and all of us assembled there. We were afraid, and I was afraid and ashamed, afraid to go out, because they were following all the followers and the disciples of Jesus Christ, and ashamed that I myself did a great mistake against him. When he needed me, he did not find me. When I needed him, I found him all time. And this is Jesus Christ. Whenever you ask him, whenever you need him, he will reply. But when he needs anything, I may say, next time, tomorrow. Tomorrow I will pray. Next year I will fast. Next month I will give the tithes. next day I will read the Bible. Although he does not, as if he seems that he needs that, but I need that for him, for myself. But he looks as if he needs that. When he said, pray and watch, so as not to fall into sin. But I shamefully found myself not worthy even to look at him face to face. Suddenly, early in the morning, some Miriams, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, were more brave than myself. They went early, very early, at dawn time, to the tomb. They did not find him. They came hurrying to us. Mary Magdalene said, I saw the Lord. Come. Then I hurried with John. And they entered the tomb. Now I had faith that he was really the Savior, the Messiah, who was crucified and resurrected. But I left again to the upper room. And then Mary Magdalene came to me, you know what? He said to me, go and say to the disciples and Peter. I said, Peter? Did he say Peter? She said, yes. Then I had a strange feeling, as if he is want to encourage me, as if he wanted to say, I forgive you. As if he wanted to say, forget it. Let us re-begin. So long you repented, I accepted your repentance. Then when he appeared to us all in the upper room, he says, peace be with you. And he gave us his peace as he promised us before the cross that he would give us the peace, would give us the joy, and no one would take our happiness or joy from us forever. Then after some days, I said to some disciples, I want to go fishing. And they said, yes, let us go. We were seven. We went to Tabaria Lake. We started to fish. And at this night also, like what happened in the past 3 years ago, we didn't catch any fish. In the morning, we saw a man. He said, do you have food? Guys, I replied, we don't have any. We have toiled all night. We caught nothing. He said, go to the right side of the boat, not the lounge. Then I thought, why? He said, in the past, lounge in the depth. And now he said, to the right. What is the right side? It is his right side, where we can find fish. It is the side which was speared. It's now the source of my life, the source of my happiness, the source of everything. And then immediately, although we were in the past very down, but this time we were not very down. And then we caught big fish. I was surprised and said, let me count them. I counted them. I found them 153 fish. Then St. John said to me, you know what? He's the master. I was naked. I drowned myself in the water. And then I brought the fish to the seashore. And we went to our Lord Jesus Christ to give him to the fish, but we found him preparing for us fish. He was preparing for us. No one asked him, where did you bring this fish? But he brought, and it was already grilled fish. And we ate from his hands. I think here I have to stop. It's enough. It's 8 o'clock. Let us leave St. Peter now and praise St. Peter and St. Paul. When God gives us another chance, we will continue. How did St. Peter learn from the Lord? And accordingly, how can we also learn from St. Peter, who learned directly from the Lord through the Gospel and through the epistles of St. Peter, and also through the service of St. Peter? May his blessing and intercession be with us all. Amen. After Abuna gives us the absolution, we will say the praise of St. Peter in English and St. Paul in Arabic. We have one in English, one in Arabic. So, unfortunately, we don't have the translation of
the English one to be in Arabic.
Yeah. Glory be to God forever. Amen. Mare noştem penso ti repi mai romin alas o ten so vashet haruna io vo apso ten mo les verine mie cono ti shosene terente te oto cos mare as ma ven penso ti scane novi ame volto re me choice rie go ma choice ni ote apostolos ne me dios petros ne me sat pavlos ne scane No vina ne voto vehem et shoiseri ego Vite ore mus in evangelisti Sava Marcos pi apostolos Canin no vina ne voto vehem et shoiseri ego Newt in tuavum minus i avantonim ava paulin tefkanen novina ne voce fes marot in jefiot ne sciri nem neb nem ma et somat et leia se gike volten oshem most in ti onas. Our Father, for
Christos Jesus ben chois Novion so kirie
Master Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son and Logos of God the Father, has broken every one of our sins, so receiving life-giving sufferings, who pressed into the face of His holy disciples and saint apostles, said to them, Receive the Holy Spirit, whose sins you are remitted, they are remitted to Him. And those which we shall return, they shall be returned. You also now, our Master, through your holy disciples, have given grace to your holy, to those who for a time labor in the priesthood in your holy church, to forgive, to loosen every bond of iniquities and to forgive sin on the earth. You also now also ask and entreat your goodness, O philanthropic one, for your servant, my father, my brethren, and my weakness, those who bow their heads before your holy glory, dispense unto us your mercy and loose every bond of our iniquity. If you have committed any sin against you, knowingly or unknowingly, or through ambition of heart, or indeed or in word, or from faint heart to a master, as a good and a philanthropic one, O God, grant us forgiveness of our sins. Bless us, purify us, make us absolved, and all your people absolved. Fill us with your fear, and straighten us into your holy goodwill. For you are our God, and the glory, the honor, the dominion, the adoration are due together with your good Father and the Holy Spirit, the life-giver, who is the one essence with you, now and at all times and unto the age of all ages. Amen.
Oh. Thank you. صلي بنفتح المعنى الهالي تجاهل وانت
نبوات الله بولس في أبسطولوس بالمسيح افتخروا وبقوته أمنوا ليكن لكم فكر قبلس في أبسطولوس أنتم هاجر الله وسكن فيكم روح الله من دافور الله بولس في أبسطولوس المحبة المسيحية فرح الصبر العزية وحياة الأنبياء فبلس بأبسطولوس وقوا أفكاركم بدلوا لمواهبكم لترجوا في رجلكم فبلس بأبسطولوس اسهروا وصلوا وثبتوا وتقووا بمحبة اسلكوا فبلس بأبسطولوس انظروا للمرئية بلغوا للخافية طارقنا الأبدية بابلوس يا أبسطولوس إن وقفتنا الأرضي فلها مسكن سماوي ومعظم عيش الأبدي بابلوس يا أبسطولوس الشاعرات تغلت غدا كل تجدد مع الأموات نتمجد بابلوس يا أبسطولوس مع الناس صرنا لكي يحيا فينا ونحيا في منا بابلوس يا أبسطولوس بصوص راح الله بالعلم تصل إيمان سيف روح كلمة الله بابلوس يا أبسطولوس كتبت للسماء الثالثة سمعت كلمة شدة ولا ينطق فيها بابلوس يا أبسطولوس وليضع ولا تضعف من يعثر ولا تلتهب بضعفك مفتخر بابلوس يا أبسطولوس في أسفارك جائل تبشر رسائل يا سفير في سلاسل بابلوس يا أبسطولوس نلت الرسولية كخادم الحقيقة لأتعابك الكثيرة بابلوس يا أبسطولوس الضرابة أوفر وفي السجون أكثر والمحاكمة أكثر بابلوس يا أبسطولوس قلت خمس مرات ومتعدة مرات رجعت وغرت مرات بابلوس يا أبسطولوس شهيت أن تنطلق وتكن مع مسيحك ذاك هو أرضا لك بابلوس يا أبسطولوس إهانك أحسنت وسعرك أكملت إكمل بر كملت بابلوس يا أبسطولوس أنبا يؤنس أحبك أقبلك يا من جسدك وجناني غمطارك بابلوس يا أبسطولوس في اسمك يا فارق كل المؤمنين الكل يقولون يا مرقوس عنا
Oh,
في كل شدة يا رب أعنا وإياهم فليباركنا الله ونبارك اسمه القدوس في كل حين تسبحته دائما في أفواهنا
O King of Peace, grant us your peace, establish for us your peace, and forgive us our sins. Laka al-Quwwa al-Magda al-Baraka al-Izza ila al-Abad. Amin. Make us swear to pray, thank our Father who art in heaven.
Lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. Glory to Jesus, our Lord, for thy kingdom, and glory forever and ever. Amen.
حبت الله لله كل نعمة الملائي ربنا المخلصين في الشركة وهبة أكل كل ستكون أجمع فيكم. Go in peace, the peace of the Lord be with you all. Amen.